We are joined right now by a linebacker for the Arizona Cardinals. He is a Super Bowl champion. He had 10 tackles in Sunday's win over Washington for the season. 16 tackles, 2 for a loss, a career high last year. 150 tackles, a sack and a half, 11 tackles for a loss, 3 INTs, 2 forced fumbles, and a fumble recovery last season. He leads all active linebackers in interceptions since 2015 with 10. He was the 84th pick overall back in 2015 at Texas. Arizona's out fast. They're 2-0. They're in first in the NFC West, and they are hosting Detroit Sunday. Jordan Hicks is my guest. Jordan, good to have you back. How are you?
Great. Appreciate the intro.
Appreciate you coming back, Jordan. So 2-0. Arizona's 2-0 for the first time in 5 seasons. How much better is life when you roll out of the rack, you wake up, you go to work, and you are 2-0?
It's so much better. You know, you play this game to win, and really, Monday and Tuesday are, determined mood wise based on how you perform on Sunday. So, you know, being 2-0 is obviously great. Got a lot of work to do moving forward. Got a tough season ahead of us, but we're taking it one at a time.
We're talking to Jordan Hicks. What about that win over Washington? That was a game where you held them scoreless in the first half and to just 3 points for the first 3 quarters. You'd probably tell me that you were not thrilled about allowing a couple of TDs in the fourth. But overall, how pleased were you with the way the defense showed up this past Sunday?
Yeah, obviously there's things we feel like we can improve, especially with it being only the second game and performing like that. We were pleased in quite a bit of aspects, but a lot of what we're predicated on is stopping the run, and something that we want to do better is that. But we fixed what you notice is we fixed a lot of things from last year, from this point to that point, and so that's really what we're focused on. We're taking it one game at a time, one day at a time, just making sure that we're trying to detail our craft, and obviously the outcome is determined on that.
Jordan Hicks is my guest. I like that. You're looking to detail your craft. Now, you're a captain this year. My sense is, with or without that title, you are always going to look to lead from the front. That said, what does the title mean to you? And knowing the respect that comes along with that, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, it means a lot. For me to say that, me being a captain is something that I take lightly would be a lie. I put a lot of weight in the respect and the leadership that I carry out there on the field. For me, it's always been a goal. It's been something that I've strived to become. And again, it's respect. I say it all the time. I play this game for respect and to leave a legacy, for those behind me and for my children. And so, when you get something like that, that is a statement of respect. So, it's appreciated. It's by the players and means a lot.
I get a sense of how much the game means to you and how much your craft means to you. You and I have talked in the past about your time in Philadelphia and the bad luck that you had when it came to injuries. Then you break out last year with 150 tackles, which was third most in the NFL. How satisfying was it to have a season like that where you were impacting the game, helping your team week in and week out?
Yeah, very, very satisfying. At the end of the day, Jim, it was about health. I was able to play every snap last year. And I think, the stats correlate with my ability to stay on the field. I've always said as long as I can be out there, things will fall into place. And that's what happened last year. Obviously, we didn't perform the way we wanted to, and obviously that's where we're trying to, get better and correct. But personally, my ability to show that I can stay on the field, and create that momentum moving into this year, meant a lot. And I think it's propelled myself in the right direction.
Yeah, it's like you want to have that momentum, Jordan, but the offseason was just so unusual, and it turned out to be unlike any other offseason that came before it. Like, you had some trips that you had planned, everything went up in the air. What was the experience like for you, and how did you and your family approach this particular offseason?
Yeah, it was completely different, obviously, for everybody. we hunkered down. I'm from Austin, Texas. We hunkered down in Austin, my family and I. And I was lifting in the garage, running around the neighborhood, finding a field to do my drills on. You know, it was really a test of how much of a pro, you know, you can be. And, you know, a lot of the facilities around me were closed. So I was isolated. I had to do everything on my own. And so got creative, had some people in my corner that helped me out. But it was completely different. And, you know, it's therapeutic to be back playing football around people, you know, getting back to normal life.
You know, that's got to be the case. What's it like? I mean, if it's therapeutic being around people and having that close proximity and doing the thing you love most, I get that. What's it like doing that, though, in front of an empty stadium?
We've had a lot of conversations on it. It's different. It is. You know, you watch the games on TV, and it's actually louder. The crowd noise seems louder on the TV than it actually is in person. In person, it's quiet in those stadiums. And so, you know, it's an adversity that, you know, we're all facing. And, you know, whoever faces it the best is going to come out on top. And, you know, it's just it's part of the new normal that we're having to deal with now. And we haven't made an excuse. We've just, you know, it is what it is, and we're looking past it.
You know, Jordan, I was saying on the NFL on CBS, I had an appearance this past Sunday, and one of my takes was about Kyler Murray, and I said, for my money, Lamar Jackson, pound for pound, is not the most electric guy in the NFL. Patrick Mahomes is not even the most electric player. I'm not saying that Kyler is yet in their class. I'm saying, for my money, he is the most electrifying athlete I've seen in a long, long time. As a linebacker, what do you think when you watch him? What impresses you the most about his game?
Well, I remember, you know, you could have a long list. I remember last year going against Kyler for the first time and, you know, him sitting in the pocket and, you know, when I'm a linebacker, I'm trying to read the eyes of a quarterback, and it's tough because he's so small that you're, you know, and he's able to maneuver in the pocket, that you don't see the ball pop out until the last second. You know, you can't see his eyes, and the ball just pops out of the pocket, and he is putting those balls right exactly where they need to be. I think the most impressive thing to me, and I see it day in and day out, is his ability to put the ball exactly where it needs to be. Obviously, he's athletically gifted in every which way, you know, fast, and the offense is, you know, tough to guard. But when you've got a quarterback that can put it wherever it needs to be, off his back foot, on the run, sitting in the pocket, any type of situation, you know, I think that's what makes you special.
I mean, Jordan, isn't that so true? Like, you would know this. Anybody would know this if they watched him at Oklahoma. Anybody would know this if they watched him last season. It's amazing to me that anybody would sleep on his arm. Like, far be it from me to say, but this guy's arm talent is crazy. There's no throw that this guy can't make.
And it's, you know, he shoots it from the hip, and he's confident, and he believes in every throw that he makes. And you know, we're right there with him. We believe he can do it, you know, and we see it every single day.
So, Jordan, what about the defense really quickly? How has it felt defensively for you with the Cards? Like, do you know what the identity of the defense is? And if so, how would you describe it?
Yeah, I think every year is different. I would still say, especially with the off season and not having preseason games, I think we're still navigating that. I think since day one, though, the thought process and the mindset has been attacking, physical, and executing type of defense, style of defense. We want to come after people. We want people to see different looks, and, you know, we want to be physical at the point of attack. And you know, at the end of the day, defense, there's so many different defenses. The best ones are the ones who are physical and the ones who can execute. And, you know, that's who we want to be. We want to be dominant in that way.
Jordan Hicks joining me for a few more moments. So let me ask you this. You've been through a team growth process in the past, like you were in Philadelphia. That team wins 7 games in 2016 and then the Super Bowl the next year. What do you remember about that process? And do you see any similarities with what's going on in Arizona right now?
It's wild because I do. You know, it's interesting. We had that year, we had a rookie quarterback and we had a first-time head coach. you know, coming in together, new offense, new guys on the team. And we went through that same scenario last year. So it's kind of my second time being in this. And what we were able to do and what we've done here is bring in a lot of veteran leadership, add to you know, the guys and the scheme and, you know, really detail, like I said, detail the craft. Year one in any system when it's brand new is tough to grasp. But when you're able to have that second year and be able to detail it and understand it deeper, and again, it goes back to identity. Now we can find our identity. Now we can understand who we're going to be, who we want to be, and take the next step. And, you know, obviously it's two completely different teams, two completely different scenarios, but there are similarities in there that you see and that are encouraging. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a veteran that's been in that situation that has to lead and push us to that, because one thing we had on that team was a lot of veteran leadership pushing us through the tough times. So, you know, adversity strikes with every team, and the best ones who handle it come out on top.
Jordan Hicks, my guest. One last thought. I want to ask you about something off the field. Through your church in Arizona, you and your wife have supported so many families in the community as it relates to COVID. You also got involved with Austin Pets Alive. It's a shelter in Austin, Texas, and you took care of all the adoption fees for people looking to adopt and provided a care package for them as well. Why was that something that was so important to you and something you wanted to support? And then what was the response like?
Yeah, well, you know, what we were all going through that time, and still are at this moment, you know, of uncertainty, seeing people's lives being turned upside down, and jobs being lost and homes being lost and so much turmoil in this country that, you know, we wanted to help. And you know, the things that we love are people and animals. You know, they've touched our lives and you know, every which way. And so we reached out to our church and told them we wanted to do a match, and we maxed out the match, and we were able to fund 2 to 3 days worth of COVID testing at the church. And then, you know, we actually with Austin Pets Alive, they were scrambling because they take in all these animals and they didn't have really anywhere to put it, so they were asking for adoptions. And so we did a campaign with them, and it was the response we got was unbelievable. We had, I think we tripled the average in a month of what a normal month looked like for adoption. So it was awesome. It shows the heart of, you know, the communities that we live in, and the people that were around. So, you know, we're just, you know, we want to help. And that really was the heart behind it.
Such good stuff. Arizona 2-0 on the year. They're in first in the NFC West. They're at home against Detroit on Sunday. He is a linebacker for the club and a Super Bowl champion, Jordan Hicks. Jordan, so good to have you back. Appreciate you in that conversation as always. Thanks so much for doing that.
Thanks, Jim.
Have a great day, Jordan. Thank you. Appreciate you. Jordan Hicks. Love Arizona. I know it's just two games. I love these guys. I love the changes they made. I like what they're doing defensively. Kyler Murray, to me, is pound for pound the most electric guy in the league. I can't stop looking at him every time he's on the field. And he's getting better and better. And he and DeAndre Hopkins already on the same page. Can you imagine what his upside is going to be having a receiver like that? They have done a great job of building that thing. And I'm telling you, I said it on the NFL on CBS. Kyler Murray is going to factor in the MVP race. And they're going to factor in the NFC West in a nasty, nasty division.